already canceled the first one.
I canceled the first one today.
Okay.
How bad is that?
So that one's canceled. But then
I haven't really anything else.
Okay. So what I think we need to do is break one out, and I'll go to the bank myself and just. It could be his girlfriend. Do we have to make sure it's sensitive?
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hey. Yes, we are. We are on. Say hello to everybody.
How you doing, guys and girls?
This is Penny Latham.
Family and friends.
Yeah.
We're on the Forget About It show.
Yeah, we are.
Terry Pizza Guy and my co-host, Penny Latham.
Yeah.
And we've had a great week this week. We conquered and we ended.
We conquered and ended. Yes, we ended here in Redding, California at 6 o'clock this morning. And it's been an amazing week for us, that's for sure. We started out Thursday, and here we are, finally coming back. And yeah, a lot of stuff has happened this week. So we probably should just, you know, we're going to have some really good stuff on today. We're gonna have a Forget About It show today.
We're gonna have a cross of fingers.
We're gonna have a show that's.
We've been so busy this past week that we have time to really gather guests for this show.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's called Last Second.
Yeah, but you know, we're getting so good at this.
We're getting good at the tee time.
What is this, our 19th show?
When it comes down to the minute of the show, we're there.
Oh, gosh.
It's called pressure.
Well, I'll tell you. So we have a great guest today. And we might have another guest coming on. We've got a few phone calls that are going to be coming in, but
we have Paul Pratt. Cross our fingers.
Cross our
NFL player from the Detroit Lions.
Is he a cross your fingers guest?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have.
And then we have Brian Perry. Brian Perry is
CEO.
Is the CEO of a production company and where
Advantage.
Yeah,
productioncompany.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Forget about it.
So we're going to also give you the Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe of the week and also my...
And we're going to do a little news.
Nutritional fact. And we're definitely going to fight for time on this.
Oh, wait a minute. And then we have to really tell you about our week.
So first of all, we want to go over a couple things. We did some great stuff this week. We went down and we were working
with
Easy Way.
We're only going to get into a little bit.
Easy Way. And, we're going to give you a teaser on this one. But we had a great event with Influencers Unite West Coast Speaker Coalition. We had a great event. We had wonderful turnout. It was really a quaint atmosphere with
great.
Quaint, with Breakwater Adventures, which
Adventures.
Yes, they're the events and catering
events
place
and
in catering. Dana Point.
Dana Point.
And we had Celebrity Pizza Guy here spinning
with
the dough.
With Doug and Cynthia.
Yes, and we had Aki.
Our guests, actually, we were guests to them. They put us up in their home. And
oh, yeah, they were just.
It was awesome.
Super. I mean, we want to just send love out to them. And they
have
wonderful family and friends that basically catered to us. I mean, it was wonderful.
Yeah, we have Aki.
Yeah, Aki with the sushi. Yeah, he had awesome
sushi. Who donated his sushi for the event?
Yes, he did. And
we had Breakwater events
and catering.
Created
a
nice pasta and
some
desserts. Some
desserts.
And
then we had lasagna and pizza with
Celebrity
Pizza Guy. Celebrity
Pizza Guy did is lasagnas and pizzas, where people would just order their pizzas. I'd say, order up. What do you need?
So that
you can either order, I make it, and it was awesome. It went down into the oven, did the show, Bada boom, bada bing.
And was that Eric?
Yes, it was.
It was. Okay.
I don't know what he was saying. But.
I don't know. But so anyway, so we are going to go to our Forget About It news right now. And we had a friend message on Facebook, which alerted us to some really tragic stuff. There has been a bombing in the UK. And
terrorists.
Well, but it was a bombing. And
yes.
So
Mark
Rowe
from
Seoul Central Magazine. Yeah, and
he's over there. He's safe.
Yeah, we were kind of, frightened for him because, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you never know where you're going to be, where they're going to be having something break out like that.
And then
you know?
Something else happened in Belgium?
Yeah, well, there's just been in Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, so the thing is our friends are safe. That's the key. But they've got these bombings and there's five dead, including the attacker in a car rampage. And, you know, you never know what's going to go on over, you know, in Europe. And, you know, of course, that does affect us over here in the United States, you know. So it's really frightening. And we do have friends that fly back and forth because they're in the film industry or they're, you know, in corporate connections and whatnot. And, you know, it's a tragic thing. And we want to bring our guests on.
And we're going to go to commercial.
And then we're going to go to commercial.
Then we're going to go to commercial. Then we're going to bring our guests on.
Is it this way or that way? Anyways, commercial, please.
Just do that.
All right. There you go.
Forget about
commercial.
It.
See you in a minute.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah.
The easy way. Forget about it.
Yeah, we're back, you guys.
Okay. So we're with our guests. It's A or B. I think it might be B.
A or B. Yeah, we're to be or not to be. That's the question. Yeah. So we are going to bring our guest on, and I think we're going to introduce our wonderful
CEO.
CEO. Well, actually, no. We're going to.
Well, I hope it's the.
We're going to introduce our brander host. He's everything. He can't.
Oh, Mister.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You have to do the rap.
I know. I got to do the rap. I don't know about rapping for me, but anyway.
We got the E, the G, we got the A, the W.
Oh my God, help us! Anyways,
forget
that's a big forget about it. Anyway, so we are represented by EasyWayPromotions.com, and you know, he's been with Akon and Tyga and Pamela Hasselhoff, and lately he's been with everybody, I swear, and you know, he all the different top influencers around the country. And we're going to cut this short and tell you how wonderful he is, because he just creates such wonderful events.
He's going to do the intro.
And you can find him at ericzulli.com. We have an amazing ericzullimedia.com. We have wonderful, wonderful new stuff on the internet. And Eric, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, thank you for that drab and tired intro, Penny and Nick. I appreciate it.
We're learning to wing it. We're learning to wing the sass.
That's how you do it the easy way. You improv it. You got a freestyle. But yeah, everybody, hey, yeah, how's it going? This is a great show. Forget about it. The Forget About a Show. And I'm Eric Zulli, an entrepreneur that likes to help people in the online world. People consider me a celebrity online platform media specialist. That's a long word, I know. Say that five times fast, right? All right, so check this out, guys. We have my boy Brian Perry on the show. Brian Perry is the man. He is the CEO and founder of Agreement Pictures, and they have a bunch of projects. No more introduction necessary. Without further ado, let's bring on my man Brian Perry to the Forget About It show.
All right, let's go ahead and forget about that intro, just like yours too, Eric. Come on now.
I love it, Brian. That's good.
Well, they just got done saying that this is a last minute, real fun show, and I didn't want to not do you justice. So I know too much about you. So if I would have gone too much into it, I might have crossed some lines. Who knows?
No, yay! All those lines, hey, that's what movie making's about, right? It'll come out eventually. So you know, we'll let it go.
I'll just say this, and I'm gonna take off, and it's all you. So since you're the CEO of Agreement Pictures, does that mean I necessarily have to agree with what you say, or can I do it the easy way?
No.
All right, guys.
You can do it the easy way, but the easy way falls right in line with the four agreements, which is the basis of Agreement Pictures. So there you go.
All right, guys, have a great show.
All right.
How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. Yeah, hi.
We have Penny here, my co-host, and I'm Sunday Pizza Guy Nicholas Rubin, and great to have you on the show. And let's hear a bit about yourself and where you have come and where you've gone.
Yeah, let's start a little bit. Let's find out. Okay, so where are you from? Where were you born and raised?
I'm going to say forget about it. No, so I was born in I'm trying to forget about it. No, so I was born in Sacramento. I was born in the San Joaquin Valley. And I lived down there until about eighth grade going into high school. And then I moved up to Reno, Nevada, where I spent my high time, and then got the heck out of here because it was back in the 80s. And, yeah, you know, it was still Reno back in the 80s. But now I come to love Reno. Love it very much. I'm back up here, back and forth, because our company, Agreement Pictures, is based out of here. So, you know, I spent a lot of time up in Reno. But I spent most of my adult life up in the Pacific Northwest and started my acting and modeling career back in 95 and kind of had to let that go on hold for a little while, as we do in this business. Had to raise a family and keep moving. So I went full-time.
Did you go to school there? Did you go to school?
I went to no. I got married and went up there and raised a family. That's school enough right there.
Oh yeah, you got that right.
That's called hard knocks.
That's called forget about
yeah.
it. That's raising a family is a lot of work. And I have three kids, so I get that. But you know, so you have your company there, and
mm-hmm.
I lived there a little bit in the 80s in those years that you're talking about. And
in Reno?
It was very different. Yeah, I did. I lived there for about 4 or 5 months and off of Huff Acre Lane over on Council
Lane.
Oh, wow.
West
Virginia. It was fun. I thought it was fun with the Pepper Mill and, you know, Caesars. No, Caesars wasn't there. Caesars was in Tahoe. But we used to go back and forth with, you know, the Vegas Reno thing. And Reno is a different thing, just like where we live up here in Redding. So when you got your company together, a real strong build, or did you have a lot of people involved, or was it just you, or what exactly did
no,
you
No,
get?
No, no. So where I come from and how I got here, you know, it's just history. But 6 years ago, after working in another career, I was a corrections officer and a SWAT team member up in Washington State, and I got an injury and something that happened in one of the units. And that in itself is a good story we can come back to later or whatever. But I ended up having to recover for a couple of years. And while I was doing that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and go back to my passion, which is acting and modeling, and specifically acting, and build that career. And so I decided to go full-time 6 years ago and thought that it would just be really, really easy being in Reno, close to the Bay Area, that I'd get a lot of work. And, of course, I got cast a lot. But the dollars in the business when you're first starting out, trying to build that resume, build that IMDb profile, it's really not conducive for a good, strong livelihood. And so I realized early on that I needed to have somebody help me, coach me, mentor me, show me what's up. And that's where Tony Boldy comes in the play. And
we met Tony.
I know you guys know him. In fact, that's how I met Eric. That's how I met Easy, was through Tony, doing
really?
Another show. And, but when we first started, working together, I had asked Tony if he would mentor me, because even though I have a lot of skill in business and, you know, felt like I was a viable, person or an actor that could be used in the industry, I wanted to understand the business of it, because it is show business, and I wanted to understand the business of it. I thought I could just make a movie, go get a movie, get a script, go get some money, and make a movie. Well, reality check on that, and it didn't happen that way. So Tony decided, after about 6 months of watching me and realizing that, you know, we might have something good here, decided he would mentor me and show me the way, because Tony's been in the game for, 25 years now, 26 years
wow.
maybe, as a producer doing distribution. And Tony is that guy that knows everybody in Hollywood. If I can't find him, he can. Some of the top people go to him, for advice. And so anyway, so he decided that he would mentor me. And we were working on a couple of projects, and through the last few years, it's developed into what it is today. And what it is today is basically a company that is working on major motion pictures, doing a lot of television. We like to use the term mini major, but not too many people understand what that means. But for us, we have content, we have distribution, we have investors. And so we do everything that Paramount or Warner Brothers or Lionsgate does. We just don't have the footprint of real estate.
Okay.
So
we
went from not knowing anything, myself not knowing too much about that 6 years ago, to now we're involved in about $200 million worth of projects.
Okay.
Wow.
So
what exactly are you doing right now? What's the project you're working on now?
All right. Well, so we have a couple of TV shows that we're currently in pre-production on. One is already out. It's called Wrench Wars on MAV TV. It's a fun show that we're involved in. Some of our partners have put that together and moved forward on that. We got another one that's coming out that we're going to be making some announcements on that particular project here pretty soon. But you can go to our website at agreementpictures.com, and you can see some of the ones that we can talk about. They're out now. But one of the projects we're working on right now is a project called Man Pants. And we're working with Gary Marshall's family, Scott Marshall.
Is that called Manhand or Manhand?
It's called Man Pants.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's a rom-com. It's a comedy. It's a funny, funny film that we're going to be hopefully going into pre-production.
Yeah,
we're doing a lot of the paperwork right now, getting the actors in line. But we're hoping to go into pre-production in May, be filming all of June in Hawaii on that project, and then looking for a theatrical release at the end of the year.
Hawaii,
Yeah.
I live there too. Yeah, I've lived everywhere.
What part of Hawaii?
I started in Kahala, and then I mm-hmm. moved to Waimanalo and moved my business
to Hawaii. Oh,
yeah. He's so funny. And then I moved. He's so funny. stop. He does this to me all the time. So then I moved over to Kailua Lanikai, and that's
right.
where my business was. And I worked in the Waikiki side was nice, but I really liked the Windward side better. But I raised
Kids
over there, and it was a good deal. It was a good deal. So
yeah.
You were over there.
Beauty salon there.
Yeah, I've always had hair salons for the past almost 40 years. So
nice.
So when you were
well,
over
on that
there,
project that we're doing, on that project that we're doing, on the project Man Pants, we're actually going to be filming in the we have some scenes that are going to be right obviously down in the Honolulu Waikiki area, but and then we're also going to be up North Shore, but we're going to be at my favorite place, which is
North
Makaha.
Shore.
We're going to be out there.
North Shore is awesome.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We'll have to
come.
Do you need a musician?
Yeah.
Right.
So the interesting thing about that is Makaha, actually, I used to own a condominium out there on Makaha side, and my kids, actually, that was their second home basically as they were growing up, and they still continue to vacation out there. So it's kind of coming home. Feels really good. Our producing partner, Dragonfly Films out of the Bay Area, Todd Meyer is a fast moving, up and coming actor producer as well, working on probably 5 projects on his own. We partnered together on this project with Gary Marshall's family, Scott doing the directing. We're going after some very, very big name A-list talent, and should have them secured in the next couple of weeks and go into pre-production, hopefully. So that's one project. And then we have another project that when Gary Marshall was alive, he was our executive producer on this project. And it was, at the time, it was called Mission Accomplished. And this has been my baby project for 6 years.
How
we had it was Gary Marshall was our executive producer, him and his son, Scott. Scott was going to direct that one as well and is directing that one. And they were going to do some rewrites. But then, you know, unfortunately, Gary passed. We kind of went on hold while the family, you know, worked through that, refired it back up. And now we're looking at, after Man Pants is done, going right into filming Mission Accomplished, which again is going to have some A-list talent. We're talking at the level of like Jen Garner or Joe Manganiello, people like that. All theatrically released. Our distribution company is already on board. You know, we're looking at about 1500 theaters opening weekend. All big stuff.
That's
there.
It.
And then we have another project, a huge project next year that we're filming in Europe. We'll be there for 6 months, and it's called William the Conqueror. It's a $45 million project, epic project on the scale of Braveheart, Last Samurai, kind of things like that. So,
Okay. Really
big stuff. Yeah, good stuff. So we're having fun.
Hey, Gary Marshall was an awesome, awesome producer.
You are speaking the truth. You are speaking the truth.
Happy Days and... Oh, Laverne and Shirley, and
Penny Marshall.
On and on.
Yeah, Penny Marshall is his sister, and actually, when we meet,
right. We
go to the Falcon Theater where Gary's office is. You walk in there, and it's like a Hollywood museum. He's got photos everywhere of every actor, actress in the world. It's insane.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. And
you know what, when I was a kid,
I would watch Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and The Fonz, Henry Winkler.
It doesn't matter, all the different ones that we were raised with and whatnot. But, you know, it's funny how we have all these new programs and whatnot. But the old ones, you know, you never forget. And so it doesn't matter, you know, if these production companies or these producers are old or new. I find that the ones that are the older ones, we hold dear to our hearts because it's something from our childhood. So, you know, you have and the film industry changes so much. Oh, my gosh. I mean, and not just that, just like music, you know, music has changed as well. So.
These films like definitely have. I mean, they're family films. The one that was called Mission Accomplished, now called The Birds, it reminds you of Home Alone, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Parent Trap, all kind of rolled up into one.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Those are good shows.
And just the
comedy alone is worth watching them for sure.
Oh man, we're cracking up with these too. It's going to be so fun. But these are the ones that, you know, they're not going to be your $200 million blockbusters, but they're going to be the ones that every family is going to go see. And we love that, you know. So we're bringing out good content,
that is awesome.
Good. Yeah. And it has the Gary Marshall flavor to it. Scott Marshall, you know, the, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. And you know, they have a great business model and good work. You know, I mean, they did Pretty uh-huh. Woman. They did all those, you know, everything that's iconic on TV for the last 40 years. We, you know, it's because of them. So we're just blessed to be with them.
Well, you know, I think that it's great that you're able to start a new generation too. You know, I think that being part of Next Generation really says a lot for that family, you know, in that art. And
for being involved with that family, and now you are progressing into another light. It's an awesome.
It's interesting how we met them, actually, though. You know, because again, Tony Boldy knows everybody in Hollywood. And we went to a taping of the new Odd Couple with Matthew Perry, because Tony and Matthew, they're buddies. So we went to we didn't realize it was the last taping, and they were actually doing a rap party that night, and Gary happened to be there. And this was a year and a half ago. And, went up and talked to Gary, and that night he said, hey, you guys need to really do something with my son. And that's how this whole thing started. So by just association with Tony and what he brings to the table and the people that he knows, and being able to, you know, I mean, that definitely is a benefit when you're trying to come up from not really. I mean, 6 years ago, I just wanted to act. 3 years ago, got heavy into producing, and now we're working with that caliber of people. So it's a blessing for sure.
So at this stage of your life, what do you prefer? I mean, obviously you do it all, but if you had a choice, what would you do?
Oh, I love being in front of the camera. I love the acting of it. But I'm an entrepreneur. I'm like that big chess game that I'm involved in and playing is so fun for me, because it's all about strategy and making things one move to impact this other move over here. And so I love that part of it. But when I want to just go away, I love to be just an actor, just acting.
Right, so that you can just express and not be in charge and have to do your part, or at least contribute to the project, but not have to run it per se.
Yeah, I think it's so fun. It's so fun to be able to take people to a different place by how much you get engrossed in the part, in the role that you're doing. And I love that too, because it gives us a chance to go out of who we are today, you know, in this moment, and be something else for a little while. And it's fun to play in that realm, you know.
Yeah, no, I get that because I did both. I modeled years ago when I was real young, and then I went to the other side of the chair, and I've been doing hair for almost 40 years, you know, fashion, beauty, and wellness, which is why they call me the fashion wellness coach. But honestly, now we're into the future venture, which, of course, you know,
Feature.
Hey, that's a real thing.
Wait, is that a creature or a feature?
He always gets it.
Pizza.
No.
Pizza.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah,
anyway, so we're doing the pizza thing.
Are we doing
thing.
The creature feature?
Anyways, so we're in this next chapter as well, and you know, we're doing the pizza venture.
Pizza adventure.
There you go. We want to get his cooking show going,
Love the pizza guy show.
Yeah, there you go. You know, can you tell he's got the little star inside his head, you know? Yeah, anyway.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you know, you have to have that kind of a moment about yourself to be able to do something like that. But, you know, because that is true. You know, you do have to be able to be comfortable in your skin. Let's put it that way. So,
I never said that. But
so you never said that. No, you're not comfortable
that.
In your skin.
No, but you know, but you know, if nothing else, my whole purpose on this planet is to motivate and inspire people to chase after their dreams. I mean, I'll turn 52 in July, and I feel like I'm just getting going. So. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are, what you're doing.
Yeah, you're younger than him, and he's going, oh, my God, forget about it. You're younger than both of us, but that's okay.
No, wait a minute. He's not younger than you.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be 52.
You know what? Next month, I'm going to be 56.
Well, that's not younger than you.
and 56 is an awesome number. You know, I mean, there's some people that can embrace their age. I embrace mine.
He's my cougar.
Yeah, right, cougar.
Yeah. I love. Wow. No, I love my
Okay, well, another note. He's funny. You know, he gets like this. You know what it is?
Yeah.
We drove for 10 hours and
No, we're delirious right now. You know why? Because we drove for 15 hours.
he must be delirious, Brian, because it went from 10 to 15. Mm. Anyways.
Too much garlic on that pizza.
Too much garlic on the pizza, yeah. No, we need to. Yeah, can you spell that backwards? Anyway, so. Okay, he's being funny. Anyways.
You gotta have a little laugh in your voice.
Brian, we get a little giddy like this sometimes after these long trips.
That's all right.
See, that's what Aunt Julie
right.
does to us. You know, we work, and then we come back. So the whole thing about the acting world. Do you find that with all the people as a producer, do you find that the actors that you're working with are? What do you find different in the talent, you know, as far as the old ones versus the new ones? You know, do you find that it's harder or easier to find the talent to go on to these shows?
Well, it seems like there's just this huge gap of blockbuster names, you know, The Rock, Denzel, Hart, Jack Black. And there was a hint in there. One of those names might be in one of our movies. There's a gap in there of you got these big dollars over here, and then it's hard to find talent that's represented by the agencies that want to play in some of the lower budget, a lot of the indie projects, which are really great projects. And so we're trying to bridge that gap. But the older, respectfully to all the actors in the industry. The ones that are seasoned, they're way more relaxed. They're way more comfortable in doing what they're doing, and I love working with them. The up and coming, you know, they're really aggressive, really hungry, trying to always make sure they got the next project. Their agents are just as hungry, and so you know it has a different there's a different vibe to it. But in working, even though there's a bunch of young guys working on these projects we're doing in the Marshall camp. They're seasoned, and so it's a very relaxed, very fun, enjoyable experience. So we're not getting burnt out. We're not getting worn down. And we're working with some of the best people in Hollywood.
You don't have to go over the scenes so much either. You probably don't have to go over and over and over things because they know what they're doing.
No.
Easy Way is starting with Andy McFay. He's starting an acting class or workshops that he's going to be doing too. But you know, I think that they need more of that. I really do feel that, we need
acting
to have
school.
More schools out there for that particular aspect of the game. I think that then they could become more seasoned or at least more comfortable in what they're doing.
The quote-unquote natural actor, like, they've been in school. They've been in acting classes two or three times a week, hours on end. You know, there's not an overnight success. There's not, you don't come out of nowhere. I mean, like I said, we've moved really, really fast, and it's been 6 years of sacrifice, 6 years of, I got a whole team that's been working, most of us, I don't know when we sleep. Most of us are working 24 hours a day, it seems like, on the projects and on pushing this company forward. And it seems to be doing well, but, everything takes time. Next year, everybody will know who Agreement Pictures is. Today, it's just, we're just another company. But next year, with our projects, because we've mitigated and vetted them out, and we have really strong talent, really strong production companies, really strong team members, it'll be, we're coming up, and it'll be fun.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be really good. I think, we're anxious to see what you're doing. I think that's great. And so when are you going to be, are you in Los Angeles now? Are you in Reno? Where are you at right now?
I'm in Reno right now. I'm waiting to hear if I'm supposed to go down to Sacramento for an event and into the Bay Area for an event. There's on the 8th, there's the 40th year. It's the Roots reunion of all the cast. Of Roots, and they're all going to be
really?
In Oakland
oh,
on the 8th.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're in Vegas,
yeah.
Yeah, we would love to go to
Seattle. We're only 2 hours away.
Yeah, we live actually 2 hours north of Sacramento in Redding, so we're not too far. But
well,
we would love to come down.
I mean, yeah. I'll let the guys know that are putting together because they're trying to see about if we could bring more talent, more people to the event. Lou uh-huh. Goss is going to be there. Van Peoples is going to be there. A lot of the people that are still around from Roots are going to be there, and it's going to be fantastic. And then from there, I might be going out to the East Coast to actually scout locations for one of our other projects, and then and then LA, and so it's kind of all over the place. I hub out of Reno, but really I'm hardly ever here.
That's really cool. Well, that would be cool. I think we would enjoy having a trip that's not, we love going to LA, but sometimes it's nice to go to the Bay Area. And, we have CPG catering too. So, we do all kinds of stuff, but,
we'd love to cater that event.
Yeah. It would be fun.
I'd have to find out the details. They actually called me to see if I could just come out just to be there as, I don't want to say, special guest or anything like that, but they just asked me to come out. And so I'll have to find out the details on it. But no. We're all the same. We're all just working. We're all grinding. We're all just hustling
right
now.
You know, we're all the same. Yeah. We're all human beings.
Yeah.
That's true.
But the Bay Area, I'm going to tell you, the Bay Area has a huge, huge crop of amazing, talented actors, actresses, and producers. Most of the people that I'm working with actually come out of the Northern California area. It just happens that we have the conduit to help elevate that game for them. So as we keep continuing to do well on these projects, we're flipping it back around and bringing those people that have helped us and bringing them back up as well. So it's, we got to keep giving.
Good. Well, I've met a lot of people from the music industry from Northern California over the years, and from Santana to, they have so many different ones. I know a lot of people that have went to school with all of these different artists over in San Francisco and San Jose and, that whole area. It's funny how, and then they migrate all over the place. But I think that, I don't know about you, but we find that up here in Redding, we have a lot of people that start up in the Northern California region or the Southern California region, and they're either one or the other. They always gravitate back to their homeland, John Cougar Mellencamp, there's so many different ones that have been in that northern region that, in the music industry. So I know that actors and actresses, same thing, because it's such an eclectic, well, San Francisco is for sure. I mean,
it's kind of crazy because that's actually, Tony Boldy actually lived here in Reno as well. And I consider myself hometown from Reno. And so, we're trying to step it up here. I'm working with with some of the acting community here to help, push the tax incentives
really?
For more filmmaking here. We're doing a couple of Westerns out here. We're actually doing a thing in August, which you guys are more than welcome to come down to as well. It's Cowboy Con. It's like Comic Con, but it's all about, Westerns, Hollywood, cowboys, a lot of stars that were in like Deadwood and Tombstone and all of that are going to be there. We have gala, red carpet events, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. That's
I love great. Tombstone.
Well, we'll definitely, yeah, for sure. We'll have to keep in contact with you regarding that because we love that kind of stuff. That would be fun.
Friend me.
I already thought I was your friend. Come on, if you're not Facebook friends, then what does that mean?
You never know on that thing. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, okay, you look down and they're gone. they're there.
Or somebody is went into your account and deleted.
Hey, so tell me something. So tell me something, okay. Brian. Have you gotten involved with the Easy Way Access? We have a whole new thing with Easy Way. He's got a whole new the magazine for sure. We have the Easy Way magazine. But he also created the Access where it's like Facebook. It's just a very quaint community of people that have gotten involved, and it's growing by the day.
Man,
know,
that guy,
he's got
his hands in everything. I mean, I thought I worked hard. I thought I hustled, you know, and I pride myself on my grind. But that guy, oh my God.
You know what he needs to do?
His fingers go 100.
I was just gonna say he needs to ensure his fingers, because his fingers move so fast. I was just sitting there yesterday and I was watching him text, and I went, hello. I mean, the clicks from his fingers were faster than my brain was moving, and I was just like going, "Oh my God!" So that's for sure. But no, he is. He's in everything. Yeah. Yeah. So.
The crazy part about it is when he texts you, or he messages you on Facebook or anything, it's about, you got to make a decision right then. You got to know, like, he's not just chit chatting. I got this going on. You in? You out? You want to do it? Boom, boom, boom. You gotta move, because that guy just.
No, that
non-stop.
Sounds like him. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, no, really, he's like, and then that's gotta
boom,
bada
boom,
bada boom.
Boom. It's bada boom, bada
boom.
There you go. Hey.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. No, it is true, but no, we have this access now, so it's a really good community. We'll have to connect you there, and so you can see what's inside. Once you get inside, once you crack the code and get inside that little community in there. It's amazing, and he's got so many wonderful corporate Hollywood people in there as well. And so,
well, he's definitely
we'll
moving. He's definitely moving, and you know, it's when you have multiple people, all you know. And again, I keep reverting back to something that Tony told me a long time ago when we got going, and he finally decided, okay, Brian, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna help you out. He said, as we started getting momentum, he goes, everybody's gonna want to get on the moving train. You know, so we got to get that train going, and then it'll be easier. And so, with Easy, he's the same way. I mean, he just got that momentum going. Cause 2 years ago when I met him, you know, he was just talking about all this, and now he's made it a reality. So good for him. You know, Agreement Pictures is from a whole bunch of different things, and you know, we're proud of where we're going. And I this is 2017 is the year. I mean, there's been 6 years of sacrifice, but 2017 is the year. And I'm living, you know, in a space of gratitude, and I'm humble about it all, and I love it, and I'm grateful for everybody who's ever, you know, been a part of that.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, I'm his editor-in-chief of the magazine too, so you know, we would love to, you know, get your contribution into the magazine. It would be
love
really
to.
Good. We have, you know, we have some really good people that we're bringing in, and people, you know, that are on the waiting list of wanting to get in. And And then we also have our CPG magazine that we're getting ready to do as well. But we're, you know, I think that, you know, just the industry alone, you know, it's really changing so fast. And I think informing people and educating people that are getting into the industry, sometimes just by being involved in something like that, really in something where people have to actually pick it up and read it, or being involved in the community like what he's created, I think that it brings more people to the table to come to you as well, you know, and, you know, where they see that you have something to educate about, you know, where you're a master and influencer in something. So I think that it would be good for you. It'd be really good.
I'd love to be involved in that. I'd love to, you know, help where I can. Absolutely. On these events that we have, love to have your guys' participation. You know, there's one more thing. I don't know how much time we have left, but there's one thing that I wanted to kind of mention, and then we can come back and circle back once we get it all set up. Is I know part of the reason why I got the call was we were going to talk about another corporation that we're forming called Black Oak International. And I want to just speak to that just for a minute, because I got a couple of partners, Tony Stewart and Barry Williams, and this is something that is going to do. You know, we're out making entertainment and doing good things for, you know, people's enjoyment and going out at night and things like that. But Black Oak International is actually going to do things that will help specifically our vets, our veterans. It's going to help specifically children. And what I'm talking about is diseases and illnesses. And without going into too much detail, we're forming this company to move forward to help them specifically. And I don't want to say we want to take on the pharmaceutical companies, but in essence, we're trying to do things on a different platform that will go directly to the end user and have them, you know, be successful in their, you know, recovery or in their battle against illnesses and certain things that they have to deal with. So I just want to mention that. We can come back to it when it's all ready to go, but That's changing lives. That's what that's all about.
Well, that's really cool. That, I think that's interesting that you're getting involved in something like that. And, you know, working with causes and, you know, like the veterans, I mean, you can't go wrong when you're doing something, you know, that supports the military and people that have been in the military. And, you know, and yes, all the diseases that are going around, I think that, you know, I think any business, I don't care if you're in the film industry or not, I think you need to, you know,
reach out. You
need to reach out to somebody to show that you're helping, you know, put back, you know, the pay it forward thing. I think that's great that you're doing that.
Right. Charities, to create
right.
charities.
Well, you know, in the years, in the last 5-6 years, you know, basically my life lesson has been that the more I give, the more that I put it out there, extend myself in without any expectation of return, the more things that come back. So, you know, putting out that positive energy and just being, you know, being a cheerleader for those that need it and an advocate and, you know, still trying to, you know, live my life, you know, as normal as possible, which that's another story too. It's challenging at times, but when you can wake up every day with a smile on your face, cause you know, you're going down the right path, then it's all worth it.
Well, sure. And believe
in
yourself.
Don't forget, God's watching.
Yeah.
God's guiding you. You are and what you are. And for what you're
doing.
You
have no idea. You have no idea.
You are A1. Forget about it.
Yeah, I'm just embracing that, you know, and embracing yourself and what your talents are and what your purpose is here, you know. And
purpose of life.
And so I think it's great that you're expressing yourself like you are and connecting people and, you know, reaching out and whatnot. And, yes, we would love to have you more into the Easy Way movement and, you know, with us, you know, with Celebrity Pizza Guy, we'd love to do some, you know, get involved and do some things maybe downstream with you. We have a lot of different irons in the fire, but we're really trying to, you know, zero in and you know, bring it all to the center and
go for
create
it.
A wonderful corporation ourselves and, you know, reach out to people like you. And we're so happy to have you on the show. And we look forward to talking you in the future, and we will definitely reach out to you and you know, see
thank
what
you for being
is.
On the show, and God bless.
No,
and you
hey, thank you guys, thank you guys very, very much. You know, I want to support
and
the everybody else
thank
involved
you for your contributions of your life and of your knowledge and of your
I know it's hard to have someone say that to you because you know, not too many people do, you know what I mean? So, I take it from
you. Yo, she bites me for the spotlight. Oh my God, I can't even talk.
This is my way to get
it's
out.
It's like
there.
It's her way or no way.
Yeah, no. You know what? He should just forget about it. It's like, come on, forget about it.
So, all right, no. Come on.
No, but seriously, I think that what you do is awesome, and you know, and definitely, wouldn't you say? I mean, he just. You know, I think that the fact that you have taken your career and you've moved it around all over the place and you've chosen different pieces of it to create this beautiful masterpiece of what you're doing right now, you know, in your life. And so we definitely want to, you know, get you out there more. And I think that.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, you could. You know, Brian. The mayor,
hey guys,
the mayor,
I needed to pop in really quick. I gotta ask this question. I have to ask Brian Perry. What would the Brian Perry pizza have on it? I want to know about the Brian Perry pizza.
We have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, you take over. You're still the pizza guy.
What's the question? What do I got to do?
What would you put on your Brian Perry pizza?
What kind of pizza would you like to create under the Brian Perry brand?
The Brian Perry pizza. I'm a meat eater. I'm a carnivore for sure. So, and I'm Portuguese, so I'd have to have a little bit of, you know, some linguiça. I'd have to. Are you writing this down? Are you going to make one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have
so I want to have definitely have some pepperoni, some sausage, some you could do some turkey. I mean, you could do chicken. You can put anything that's protein based on there. Give me some good cheese and a beautiful sauce, which I know you got a good sauce. And I'm good. I'm simple.
There you go.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. That's not Portuguese. That's called the Italian.
All right, well, throw in some beans and rice. Throw in some jigasid. We'll go ahead and jigasida.
That sounds amazing.
Do you like sushi?
My past life, I used to own a seafood company because of Hawaii, and it was called Hawaiian Honu Fish Company.
You're
and
right.
I used to actually bring in fresh overnight 300-pound tunas to all the sashimi restaurants in Vegas, all at the West Coast. And so seafood for me is, oh, my God, love sushi. Mm.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, we'll put something together
with
these ingredients.
We'll be catching up with you, and we'll be creating.
This Saturday, we will do it on Facebook.
All right, well, I got to tell you that my manager, okay, so Sue McGahey, she's also, just for the record, has been with me since day one, has taken a risk with me, and has been there every step of the way. She just said I need to add some vegetables.
Good for her.
You got to have some vegetables.
Sounds to me like an everything pizza.
Hey, as long as I can eat it and get full, I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. All right. Well, watch us on Facebook. We'll stream the when we make it.
Mr. Brian Perry, it was a great talking to you and having you on our show. The Forget About It show with co-host Penny Latham and Easy Way Productions. God bless.
Hey.
Thank you very much for being on
the show. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much. And if people want to find out about find out about anything about us, agreementpictures.com. That's it.
We will.
Bye, man.
That's awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to commercial. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Yeah, we're back.
How you doing, guys?
We are back.
Okay, we're going to do the weather real quick. The weather is in Redding, 51 degrees. Atlantic City, New Jersey, 33. Redding, California is 51. Ocean City, New Jersey, 32. Miami, Florida, 73. Vineland, New Jersey, 32. Las Vegas, Nevada, 69. Mount Shasta, 44. Los Angeles, California, 64. Bernie, California, 49. Orlando, Florida is 72. And here is my pizza of the week. It's called a potato skin pie with Kobe Jack cheese, sliced Idaho potato on a sour cream base, topped with bacon and scallions. Serve with a side of sour cream. Bada boom, bada bing. And now we have the nutritional Fact of the week.
And actually, you know, we've got some things that we're looking at, and you know, the most important, how leafy greens may protect your brain. Okay, so you know, we're talking about that protein pie that he was just talking about. It's good that she came in and said, hey, put some vegetables on it, because really, truly, I mean, this is a fact. If you do not eat vegetables, you cannot break down the free radicals in your body. And the proteins are good. They taste great and everything. But the vegetables are what are going to start the healing process in your body.
That's nutritious.
And when you make a pizza and you, say, put spinach or kale or broccoli, you know, things like that, there's so many different properties that happen with that. And that's what we want to start teaching people, because if you have a condition or whatever, you're going to be able to look at the different vegetable lists. You're going to be able to pick those vegetables. You're going to be able to reverse whatever process by replenishing your body with what is in those vegetables, the nutrients and minerals and vitamins that come with those vegetables. And, you know, I think that the most important thing is that you have more vegetables in your day. You know, the California range says 5 for 5. So you want to make sure you do that. And so, you know, if you do that, we're going to develop a thing where you can actually have your pizzas and whatnot, but, you know, be able to, you know, the leafy, if you think green more than anything, you can't go wrong. You'll be very happy. And, you know, it'll be a big forget about it. You'll be doing really good. We're going to have to create the forget about it pizza. You know that?
Well, like I made my pesto with kale and spinach. And you have garlic, and you have olive oil, and basil, and parsley. Guess what that is?
It's all green.
That's right.
It's all green.
That's 100% nutritional pizza pie.
And there's
and
actually...
And that is called a healthy pizza.
I don't know if you're aware of this,
and
but...
if you go with a light base cheese, with a good cheese...
I know,
cheese,
but we're talking about greens, though.
This is greens.
A light base cheese is not greens. So,
okay, hold on. You could go
this?
With a light base.
Do you see
green.
How we're working on this? This is in work in
you
progress.
Could go with light base green. I mean, with light base cheese, that's not going to really affect the nutritional value of the pizza pie.
So, you know, the other thing is with the greens. Okay, so we have, you know, we have different things that we're putting together there. The kale, the spinach. There is.
I usually put broccoli.
In oregano alone, they use that in properties for pain medication in the nutraceutical side, you know, versus pharmaceutical side. There's so many things that you need to really look into when it comes to what you eat. And so we want to make sure that when we put this thing out that, you know, everybody's going to have some education and they're going to know what to do. And we're going to try to educate people from, you know, the young all the way to the elderly. So, anyway,
we're
well,
going to benefit your health.
Yes, and I'm not sure how many minutes we got left on
we
our
have
show. I think
exactly.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay Special.
Okay,
so,
all right. We want to do a shout-out to Brian Perry.
Yes.
For being on our show today.
Yeah.
I want to do a shout-out to EasyWay Productions. And Miss Co-host Penny Latham.
And you
and
can
I
find us on our new
and
website.
I am Celebrity Pizza Guy.
CelebrityPizzaGuy.com.
Oh,
that's
I
our new
speak?
Website. You need to tell them about that.
I was going
to
get there.
Okay,
you
well,
would let
you can
me.
Tell them too. No, we fight
Yo,
for a frick spot.
And frack.
The freaking frack is
we have the new CelebrityPizzaGuy.com website. It is out there now. Wait till you see it. It's going to be, it is beautiful. It's not going to be, it is. And we also have, what else do we have?
Well, we have Ms. Celebrity Pizza. We have Ms. Talk a Lot. That's me. Anyways, but you know what? Moneymaker. Anyways,
Show me the money.
So that means that Celebrity Pizza Guy catering events, which is what we do, also besides our wonderful celebrity chef who makes wonderful pizzas.
And food
also. And so you can reach us there on Facebook or CelebrityPizzaGuy.com. Or we have a Twitter account, or we have Instagram under Celebrity Pizza Guy. So, anyways, we will talk to you soon, and that's a big...
Forget about it. Thank you very much for being on the show, being with us, and have a great week. Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and...
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!